Have you had any celebrity encounters?
Just one time. If you call him a celebrity, but the guy who played Dr. Falcon in War Games, I ran to him. I was unloading that.
Is that? I wouldn't know him if he came up and told me he was Dr. Falcon.
It was close. It was close to the time that the movie was out. And he was just walking up a sidewalk in New York City, walking some little wiener dog. Oh. And I'm like, "You're Dr. Falcon?" "Yes, so I am." "You can call me Joshua," like he did in the movie. Yeah. I'm like, "Oh my God, call me Joshua!" Ah! You know, and that was it. Yeah, I totally torqued out. Yeah, I totally torqued out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave him exactly what he needed. He walked faster. I scared him. Okay, I scared him.
All right.
Yeah. So, yes.
How about you, Em? You're a bartender. Have you had any?
Nobody famous bartending. When I was in school in the city, a lot of celebrity encounters. And one of my favorites was when we did SNL, we'd try to like hang out after. And I got to talk to Jason Sudeikis for a bit. He was really cool.
Ooh.
I'm a big fan of him. Yeah. Yeah, he was funny.
The fact you can pronounce his last name, that's great.
Sudeikis.
I know.
I never get it right.
What's that, Phil?
I had an encounter in New York City once. There were no words spoken. I'm walking with a group of friends. We're young. We're drinking. We're going bar to bar. So, like, we're loud. We're like a big presence on the sidewalk. And there's someone walking towards me, very small, hands in his jacket, and he's wearing a beanie, like one of those, like, winter caps, like, tight to his eyes.
Yeah.
And he steps up onto the sidewalk past me. I was on the end of the friend group, and he makes eye contact with me, unmistakably Michael Cera. So I'm like, all right. So I don't say anything. I just sort of like nod. We get to the corner of the sidewalk. I was like, did you guys see who that was? And they're like, no. I was like, that was Michael Cera. A third of my friends turn and just start sprinting down the sidewalk after him. I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, you released a hound, man.
Why would you behave like that?
Because they're drunk.
Leave the guy alone.
Michael, thank you. Thanks, Phil.
Oh, let's start with Michael Anthony.
Ooh.
We're doing celebrity encounters, Chaz and AJ, in the morning. You know, we were talking about Justin Timberlake. That's a celebrity encounter for that cop.
It is.
Like, I had a Justin Timberlake deal. Ed in Milford.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. So back in 1988, I'm down in Disney World, and I'm with my girlfriend, and we're walking around, checking out everything, and I look over my shoulder, and I see Michael Anthony. And I know he's married, he's with his wife, and he's got a little carriage with his kid. All right, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and we lock eyes. And the look he gave me, he said, "Yeah, you see me, I see you, keep walking," and that was it.
Right. Yeah,
right.
It's funny, that look.
Yeah.
It's like, don't out me right now.
Please. I'm with the kid.
It's a family moment.
I'm Van Halen at Disney World.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that with you.
No, I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
That's what we're asking for. Thank you.
That's not rock and roll for him at all.
No, when you're with your family, you're with your family.
Little J.D. carriage.
Disney.
Right.
J.D. carriage instead of the base.
Right.
The handle is the neck of the bottle.
Right. Even the bottle with a little J.D. label on it. Look, as rock and roll as possible.
Mike in South Carolina.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, back in the 80s, me and my buddy were going to a basketball game at the Garden, and it was Knicks and Celtics, and there's this huge limo that pulls up.
Hey, do you have your radio on in the background, or the app?
Here, I'm going to turn it off.
Okay, cool.
Okay. You should know better, Mike.
Yeah, like,
go ahead.
Like a little narrator behind you, like Morgan Freeman behind you.
So this guy gets out, and this beautiful, beautiful woman with him, and we're following behind him, and this guy's got this full leather jacket or whatever, and he's going up the stairs, and I says, aren't you Judd Nelson? And then he turned and looked at me. He grabbed his girlfriend by the hand. They ran up the escalator and into a VIP room section of the arena where the cops were guarding the door and stuff. So, and then, you know, we had to go up to our seats in the nosebleeders. But I don't know. I love the movie Breakfast Club, but he was kind of a tool.
Yeah, you found Bender.
I just wanted to meet him. You know?
I'm surprised. His career, I'd be like, someone recognized him.
You
great.
Know, Mike, you've emailed Ruth and I some of your stories, and I have a feeling he sense what was about to happen, and he did the right thing.
The senses went off right.
He saw you. He's like, my gut tells me to run.
Must run now, quickly, swiftly.
Oh, yeah, he was dressed just like the movie. He even had the Timberland boots untied and
interesting.
The overcoat.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he was excellent in BBC, too, the Billionaire Boys Club movie.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Right. Celebrity Encounters.
He ran from him.
I don't blame Judd Nelson.
Feeds to you stuff. Honey, we got to go.
Mike's like, yeah, I met a ton. They all run from me.
Run.
Just jump back in the limo and go. Hit it.
Boston John.
Yeah. I used to work at a Fenway Park, and I was working the gate for the players to park their cars. And Johnny Damon was late. They were playing the New York Yankees, and they were radioing me, where's Johnny Damon? Here he comes in his SUV, and he goes, hey, park this for me. I'm late. I was like, yes, Mr. Damon, I'll put the keys in your locker. And when I get into the SUV, I look down in the passenger seat floorboard, nothing but vodka nip bottles.
Wow. Little attitude, for the game.
Well, I helped him.
Yeah, so, it did. As long as it worked.
Well, I turn around, I cleaned them all up for him, and I threw them away. After the game, he gave me his jersey.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, that was hush money.
That's,
you didn't see this.
You know what? You're right.
You didn't see this.
That was hush money.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
You didn't see this.
Well, after that happened, word got around so that anytime the players needed something, like, you know, Ortiz needed like McDonald's or something, they always sent me and I always snuck it in for them.
Wow.
That's how it's done.
Yeah.
That's how you become an assistant. Yep. You do that kind of stealthy stuff.
Big math on his breath playing the game.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Have a good one, guys.
Love you too. Love you too. Paul.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, okay. How you doing?
So about 20 years ago, I'm out in 4th of July weekend out in Southampton. My parents live out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And for some reason, there wasn't something in the house, and I had to go to the supermarket, and I was pissed because the last place you want to be is a supermarket on July 4th weekend, especially out there.
Yep.
So I'm in line, and I've got a couple of things I needed. And the only thing that I wanted was this, was tortellini salad. And I'm at the register, and there's a group of people in front of me, two pretty big guys in tight-fitting T-shirts, and then one smaller guy. All of them have these bucket hats on and sunglasses. And as I'm standing there grumbling, one of the guys grabs my tortellini salad and pushes it forward like he's going to pay for it. And I scream at him. I say, hey, that's my tortellini. And while this is going on, my wife is poking me, and I'm turning going, leave me alone. What are you poking me for? And these people paid for their stuff, and they walked out. And then everybody stormed the front glass of the store to watch these guys walk out. It was Leonardo DiCaprio and I guess maybe two bodyguards.
Oh, holy crap.
And your tortellini.
And he took your tortellini?
He stole my tortellini salad. Yeah.
He took it?
Steal your girl, steal your tortellini?
No, I fought him. He didn't get it.
Okay, good. Right. Good.
Nobody's getting my tortellini salad.
You may have sung the Titanic, but not get my tortellini. My heart will go on.
Just tell him the salad's over 25 years old.
Exactly. Yeah, you won't want it.
Paul, great story.
Guys, thanks.
Thank you,
great
brother.
Show.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. We're talking about celebrity encounters. Mike the Liquor Guy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. So, years ago, I was walking into Captain's Cove, and Justin Long was walking out.
Oh.
And, we see each other in the parking lot. I'm like, you're Justin Long. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, can I get to grab a picture? And he was like, sure. Totally, cool guy. Took a picture, and he's like, all right.
Yeah, he's from Connecticut, isn't he? I think he's from Fairfield.
He's from Fairfield.
Yeah. He's from Fairfield,
The first time I saw him, Apple commercials. I'm like, this guy has a great screen presence. And then I started seeing him in movies.
Right. Mm-hmm. The Bruce Willis movie, Die Hard.
So great.
Yep.
He was great.
Right. Then he dated Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Wow. And then
I'm hoping he didn't date Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Barrymore. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay. Which is fine.
It's fine. You know. Hey, whatever. Yeah.
Whatever happened to him? How did he just disappear? He seems so talented.
Seriously.
Yeah. He's been in movies. He was in Barbarian.
And, yeah, that was pretty recent.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So he's still around.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Okay. Just checking.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
I always loved him in Dodgeball.
Yeah. Yes, Dodgeball. My favorite.
Yeah.
There's a great behind the scenes on that. He's getting pelted with dodgeballs, and Vince Vaughn was just on the set, and he's like, "Yeah, can you just deflate them? Like, it's not a big deal." And he's like, "Justin Long's just been getting pelted for 2 hours, for 2 minutes,
just paying his dues, all these red marks."
Mary, East Hartford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So back when I was in college, it was probably about maybe like 2002, 2003. I'm from New Hampshire. And so I was at this Chinese restaurant in Manchester. And, you know, we're eating and all of a sudden, you know, we hear some laughing and stuff and look up. And it's Adam Sandler and like his entire family. He's from New Hampshire. And, you know, so many people, you'd like actually recognize a couple of his family members from his movies. And my boyfriend at the time and I were sitting there, we're like, oh my God, this is incredible. You know, we're kind of his target age, you know, audience, demo, I guess, was at the restaurant. But we were so starstruck, just jaws dropped. We're trying not to like eavesdrop. We don't want to bother him. And, you know, all these other people are going out for his autograph. And we were like, man, that must really suck. He's like trying to hang out with his family. And so we didn't bother him. We were just excited that we got to see him and stuff like that. And when we left the restaurant, he actually followed us out to the parking lot and said, like, hey, guys, that was really cool that you, like, you know, didn't bug me like everybody else. You know, he was funny about it, but it was so cool.
You should have said, don't bother us, okay?
Yeah, what are you doing? Hey, I'm having a night with my family,
we
Adam.
You.
Knock it off.
Right.
Thanks a lot. That's hysterical.
That was so cool.
That would mess him up.
He'd remember that for the rest of his life.
I'm sorry. Okay, don't bother me, okay?
Yeah. Rickles did that to Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can you come over and say hello? Sinatra comes over and says hello, and Rickles goes, Frank, can't you see I'm eating? All right, Mary. Thank you. Great story.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're doing celebrity encounters. Where's Shoreline? Al from the Shoreline. Hey, Al.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Good, thanks.
So I was in Boston. It's probably about 2015. And it was winter, it was cold, and this Cadillac SUV pulls up in front of a really nice hotel. And the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life, well, besides my wife, who I was with at the time, gets out of this car.
Good catch.
And I'm
good
like, all right, this woman was so, that kind of woman, you're like, I got to let her go, you know, be a gentleman, let her go in front of us. So we walk, she passes us, we walk by, and turn around, I'm like, I got to see who the guy is that's with a woman like this. Turn around, and it was The Rock.
Oh,
so I go,
makes
hey,
sense.
Rock,
enough said. Yeah, yeah.
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 And he's in a Cadillac SUV, and he was doing those commercials, so a lot of it all makes sense.
Yeah.
And he turns around, he looks at me, and just walks right into the hotel. I'm like, to my wife, I'm like, that was The Rock. There was no reason for him to come back and say hi, but he walked back out of the hotel, stuck his head out the window, said, hey, buddy, like you hear him say in the movies, and then just turned around and went back inside.
Nice. So cool.
So I thought that was cool. He didn't need to turn around.
Right.
Yeah.
So cool.
Could you smell what he's cooking?
he rumor had it that he had a house in Middlebury, and young Chaz and I would be driving to karate class, and every time we drove by, we'd say, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? And we just laughed every single time. We thought it was funny.
It's funny every time.
But you know, when you're around that long, and there's no like asshole moment of you on video somewhere.
Yeah.
That says a lot about who you are.
Yeah, I think it's pretty genuine.
It's very genuine.
It's
right.
I've heard he's really nice.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for the story, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.